Welcome to Time and Space Limited presents TSL Radio Theater. Each week features the original radio and performance works of Linda Musman, performed by Claudia Bruce and members of TSL's theater company from over the years. Today's presentation, part two of Blind in Time, recorded live at La Mama in New York City in 2001.
I can't think of a prettier flower than a sunflower. I've known a lot of flowers in my lifetime. I've known petunias. I've known zinnias. I've known gladiolas, roses, tulips, lilacs, nasturtiums, morning glories, asters. Irises, daffodils, many, many flowers I've known in my lifetime, but I don't think I've known a flower as pretty as a sunflower. It's big and round and yellow. It sways in the wind. It chases the sun around all day. That's all it's got to do. And when it's finished, when the seeds are all developed, the birds come along and eat them. Makes everybody happy. And then those that fall on the ground makes more sunflowers next year. They go to sleep and spend the winter hibernating so that in the spring they can come out and grow a new sunflower. Clausewitz says, war is nothing but a duel on a larger scale. War is thus an act to compel our enemy to do our will.
June 11th, 1963. The Buddhist monk Quang Duc doused himself with gasoline in the streets of Saigon. He sat down in the middle of the street, legs crossed, sitting in his monk's robe, traffic moving all around him, stinking of gasoline. It is still. The heart pounds, the mind throbs. It's hot. It's June. It's Saigon. It's Vietnam. It's hot. It's June. June 11th, 1963. It's time. It's time, Quang Duc says to himself. It's time. The match. The gasoline. The prayer. The match. The gasoline poured, the camera ready, the photo op, the match struck. Quang Duc is on fire in the streets of Saigon to protest the policies of the United States of America and Diem's regime in South Vietnam. What do these Buddhists want? One. They wanted to fly the Buddhist flag. Two, they wanted the same rights as the Catholics. Three, they wanted Diem's government to stop detaining them. Four, they wanted the right to practice Buddhism. Five, they wanted to be compensated for the loss of loved ones killed by Diem's government. Six, they wanted to end oppression.
The journey is complete. We are back after 20 years. It's nice to be here with my partner Claudia and my mother Ellen Stewart. It's good to be in a space that has survived so many revolutions and so many administrations. And it's good to have a platform for the truth. This is the real question. Is this theater or what? Is this art or politics? Linda is running for mayor of Hudson, New York. Is this a performance or an election? Linda believes that we can construct a true democracy. Linda believes that if you don't like something, you should change it. If we don't want to stand for something or stand up for something, then we will never be recognized. And if we are not recognized, then we will have no identity. And without an identity, we are what we eat. And we may start looking like the hamburgers and the French fries and the soda pop that we are all drinking and eating. Time passes. Here we are, you, me, Mr. Bush, and the boys, begging you to step on the gas and turn on the lights. If this is the agenda, then Mr. Eisenhower was right. We are living for the moment. I like Ike. I like Ike. He saw the future in the instant.
Uncle Sam, I am what I am. Red, white, and blue, through and through. I'm master of the world, master of the land, master of the people. The slaves are in chains. Invisible chains, but chains nonetheless. I've conquered the East and the West. My brown brothers and sisters work for my corporations. Rousseau said, everything my slave possesses belongs to the master. What right then could my slaves possibly have over me? Uncle Sam, all is all and all is mine. I own the rights, I own the lines, I own the jobs, I own the market, the logos, the prisons, the fast food, and the popcorn. French fries and Coca-Cola. The Coca-Cola's mine, all mine. And once you've wrapped your hand around the Coca-Cola bottle, you have achieved part one of the American dream. Coca-Cola, Coca-Cola. Put your money in the machine and listen to the clink clank inside of the belly of the beast that holds the bottles. Or pop-top cans that rip open with flooding desire. I'm sweating inside. Can't wait to drink the corporate waste. Mother, father, lover, and country all rolled into one little red can. The logo and the lust. The king wins. The lion sleeps. The children dream. The tiger waits in the jungle at midnight. CNN will capture the Kodak moment. Life may be over as we remembered it. Shh, don't wake the children. Shh, don't wake the children. They're walking on the moon. Or is it a set? Or is it a stage? Or is it false hope? Or is it a dream? Or is it a nightmare? Pass me the orange juice, Mr. Cooper. Pass me the powdered tang, if you please. Shall we dance with the cow over the moon? Shall we make an animation? Shall we make a movie? Shall we make a movie and sell the image at the fast food store?
In 1981, I was 34. I directed Danton's Death, a play about the French Revolution, right here in this room. We performed at La Mama. The critics loved it. Some
hated it. Mostly, they hated it. I went home to the storefront and went back to work. My work became more radical. I quit smoking. I started running. My mother had a stroke. Claudia and I started going to the country. We needed fresh air and a new vista. We started to think of a new place to be. Where would we go? Would we start a new life or repeat our life somewhere else? Where could we find the freedom that we had looked for in New York City? It was gone or going. Ronald Reagan was elected. The reality of art and politics became clearer and clearer to me. There was no need for fiction for me. I knew that art and politics must merge. Reagan showed how to kill the arts. Everything was for sale to the highest bidder.
Everything had a price tag, and there was an evil empire. Artists were selling their lofts and getting out of town. We were in search of democracy, and it was not where we were. The democracy of New York was being sold.
Time passed. There were a lot of experiments. Time and space was winning and losing. At best, we were holding our own. We gave the NEA money back in 1990 and lost $10,000. It made a difference and it changed our lives. We saw how little the real issues mattered. We saw how so few were standing up. We saw people sitting down and hiding, hoping for a better deal. We saw that art had become a commodity. And we saw the results of Reagan's revolution. We were at war again.
This time we ended up in Hudson, New York, and we brought our dreams with us. This journey is familiar. This is the journey of the immigrant dreamers. I know this journey. I know this foreign land. I know this place that I am looking for.
It is a place for me to be at home. The real question is, where is home and how do we treat that home once we have landed? Is the answer Walmart? McDonald's, Dunkin' Donuts, Starbucks, and endless malls and endless corporate masters that consume our resources? These are big questions. These are the big realities that we're facing. Time passes.
As he faced Soviet Premier Nikita Khrushchev in war, the Bay of Pigs had convinced him that Kennedy, who was younger than Khrushchev's son, could be intimidated. The Soviet Premier threatened to cut off access to West Berlin and stem the tide of refugees fleeing communism for freedom in the West. Kennedy emerged from the meeting appearing composed, but in fact he was shaken. Khrushchev had warned the president if he tried to intervene in Berlin, of injections of painkillers as he faced Soviet Premier Nikita Khrushchev in Vienna. Kennedy had hoped the summit meeting would change the course of the Cold War.
And talk.
The Bay of Pigs had convinced him that Kennedy, who was younger than Khrushchev's son, could be intimidated. The Soviet premier threatened to cut off access to West Berlin and stem the tide.
A kind of thinking. A new kind of hearing. Talking. In hearing the talking, seeing was to be. It could make all wrongs right, and all rights left turns. It was a know-how. It was what they all needed. It was a new kind of sure thing. It was a meow. It was a bird and a hand. It was a conclusive conclusion. It was the chorus. It was the chance. Dialogue came and went, closed, opened. Opened. All she really wanted to know was how she was doing, how she was looking, how she was talking. All she really wanted to know was a few simple phrases to live by, a few simple tunes to sing again. A few little thoughts to count on. That's all. Just a few catchy tunes, and she was certain she could get to the next point. She was certain. And in being certain, she became more capable. And in being more capable, she became more confident. And in confidence, she became more clever. And the cleverness came clear. And in clarity, she skipped up the stairs, taking two at a time, then three, then four. Two, then three, then four, then more.
Let's see, where was I? Was this history class? Was I in the classroom? I was trying to remember where I was, or where I was supposed to be, or where I was supposed to go, or where I was to be.
Was
this history class? Was this history?
The desk, the window, the chair, the map, the flag, all were points to reflect upon. They were kind of markers. Places to lean on as I went backward and forward. Kind of floating, a suspension until I could land, first here, then there, then here again. history. It was history class, but what year was I in? What time was I in? Where, when, how? Could there be a certain and an edge at the same time? Could I be secure and afraid? Did I like Ike? Was Frost dead or alive? Would Mamie grow old in my lifetime? Would I live to see Nixon impeached? Were my days numbered like Jack's? Would I lose my faith? Would I know if I have a history? Would I?
The phone rings. The doorbell rings. The train whistles. The teacher counts. How long? How many? How come? Go back. Go back.
Watch the president get shot again and again and again.
Go back. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
I look for what was not there.
Hold. Please, hold.
I look for the answers to the questions.
Please, hold the frame.
What was the answer?
Just one more look before leaving the 20th century.
What was the question?
Sorry. Sorry. Time to move on. Lots to do. Lots to do.
Where were you on that day?
Lots of people to see. Lots of places to go.
Did time stop?
Please, please, step out of the way. Please, step out of the way.
Did you take your glasses off like Walter Cronkite?
These doors do not rebound or spring back.
Did you take your glasses off and look at the script?
Once you have said goodbye, you are gone.
Did you look at the clock?
Do you have that? Yes or no?
Did you cry?
Yes or no?
Did you put your glasses back on and go on reading?
Yes or no?
The president is dead. He died in Dallas.
Go back. Go back.
Was this the big moment?
Go back.
Was this the big moment of the 20th century? The world will little note nor long remember. Who said that? And if America, and if America is to be, and if America is to be a great nation, let freedom ring. And if America is to be, this freedom must become true. So let it ring. I have a dream, said Martin Luther King. I have a dream, said my grandmother. My grandmother fell asleep. The TV flickered and flashed. Images of America washed across her face. She dreamed as her eyes closed. She dreamed of a better life for her children. She dreamed of the wind and of the fire next time. She saw the Lord Jesus and the Buddhist monk as one and the same. She would die. He would die, I would die. What would we protest? What would we speak out about? What would we set ourselves on fire for next time? My grandmother would lean back in the rocker. She would go back and forth to and fro, this way and that way. From here to there, she would travel. She didn't need a rocket ship to go to the moon. She would rock-a-bye her way to the crossing. And in the chair, she would sleep and dream one and the same. November 22nd, 1963, they would kill a man in Texas. They would kill a man execution style. My grandmother rocked on. She saw the news on TV. She saw the man's head lift off. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, lift off. 2 o'clock. It is done. Texas has done what cannot be undone. My grandmother woke up from her long nap. The images on the TV flickered and flashed. There was a number on the screen. She needed better glasses. She needed a new kind of logic. She wanted to protest. She wanted to set herself on fire. She could not hold the match. She was broken.
We left New York City 10 years ago. We wanted a new view. So the question is, how are we doing? Well, I guess we're doing okay. I think that the relationship to art and environment is much clearer, and is becoming clearer here. I think the urban versus the suburban is very clear to me now. I think the gay versus straight is more clear here in Hudson, New York than in New York City. I see the difference between the Republicans and the Democrats better here, and that is that there is no difference here. I see the river here. Somehow in Manhattan, I could not see the river so very well. There is a learning in distance that I have learned here. I am richer here because I am surrounded by controversy. Yes, controversy and other and all kinds of things. I guess that is the answer of how we're doing. Well, we're doing very well because we're surrounded by difference. But once you McDonaldize this landscape, you will kill all of us and all who are here. And it is coming. The desire to be a corpse slave is more tempting as the days go by. Oh well, so far we fight the cement plant. We fight the Athens power plant. We fight General Electric and ask them to clean up the river and take away the PCBs. We fight drugs. We fight bad education. We fight, we fight, we fight, we fight. Now how are we doing? We're fighting. Send money.
Yes, my friend says I have something to say, and so now I'll say what it is that is in me that I have to say. The thing that is inside me that I have to say is going to come out in ways that are unexpected. The things that I have to say will come out in riddles. Yeah, the things I have to say are riddles. The riddles are a series of questions. What's black and white and red all over and red and white and red, 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 red and white? These riddles are clues to the future and the past. Remember, Oedipus solved the riddle of the Sphinx, and he lost his city, his mother, and his wife, all because of this. What's red and white and black, and who will take me to the moon? How can I get out of Indiana alive? I like Ike, but I'm a dyke. How can I get out of Indiana alive? Can I answer this riddle? Would I die without a solution? I wanted to meet my friend. I wanted to live long enough to hear him whisper in my ear that yes, you have something to say, something to tell, and so I'll tell the things I know. But first, I gotta get out of Indiana where it's red and white and red and blue, and more often than not, ooh, it's red. Really, really red, if you know what I mean. And I like Ike, oh yeah. I like Ike, but it would come to me that Ike does not, did not, and never could like me. Pass the ham and eggs. I'm out of here on the next train to New York, the blue state, home of the blue stockings, Stanton, Anthony, Clinton, and blue moons. Hey, when? When is the next?
Friday, May 5th, 1961, Alan B. Shepard, Jr. became America's first
bird.
Five.
Into space.
Four.
Will he succeed?
Three.
I sit in my
two,
chair. I sit in my
one,
room at school waiting.
Ten.
Lake Prairie.
Nine.
Indiana.
Eight.
Flatlander.
Seven.
Never dreamed.
Six.
Of getting that.
Five.
That far off
four,
the ground. Rockets.
Three.
Space suits.
Two.
Space capsules.
One.
Monkeys and men. Yes, shoot them up.
Nine.
In the sky.
Eight.
See how high.
Seven.
They can fly.
Six.
Rockets.
Five.
Shepard was plopped into the sea. They popped the capsule, and out popped Alan like a jack-in-the-box. The flag unfurls. America is on top. We are racing to the moon. To the moon!
In 1991, I was 44. Claudia and I were about to begin the adventure of Time and Space Limited in Hudson, New York. How would all this turn out, I asked myself.
We asked ourselves.
Well,
10 years later, we're still there. Now it's 2001 and I'm 54. I'm here looking back and forward at the same time. I'm here talking and listening. I'm here wondering what democracy brings us with this man named Bush. I'm wondering what happened over the 40 years since Kennedy stood with his hand on the Bible. I have a lot to say about this. I have my own history, and now I can speak with some knowledge. I'm in a place called Hudson.
I am in a place kind of like the place where I came from. I am where I thought I would never be, and yet somehow the journey has been most logical. It has provided me with a view of who I am and what I want to be.
And it is from a place called Hudson that I am speaking to New York City. Now we have a space where our dreams can be realized. And the space is an example of where the American dream and the American dreamers can exist. The space is nowhere and everywhere. So, here we are.
Here we are.
Older.
Older.
Wiser.
Wiser.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Red states. Blue states, red stripes, blue stars. I sit in my room, looking out the window.
May 5th, 1961, Friday, Lake Prairie School, Indiana. X divided by pi equals...
Wait. X divided by pi.
Letters move to represent numbers. Pi is squared.
Letters move to represent numbers. My education is lost to abstraction. I'm in love with time. I'm lost in space. I'm forever thankful to my four mothers and forefathers. But what about my future? What about my future? I sit looking out the window. I sit listening to the radio. I sit leaning with my head resting in my hand. I see the birch swinger. I see the snowfall. They wait. I listen. All thoughts collect. We hope. They wait. Time passes.
Time and Space Limited is a community-based arts organization under the direction of Linda Mussman and Claudia Bruce. Located at 434 Columbia Street in Hudson, New York, TSL provides year-round programming that includes live theater, independent documentary and classic movies, youth programs, simulcasts of the Metropolitan Opera and the National Theater of London, as well as topical forums and community outreach events. To learn more, visit TSL on the web at www.timeandspace.org. Tune in to WGXC next Wednesday at 3 p.m. for another edition of Time and Space Limited Presents TSL Radio Theater.